right there, we heard the ethno ensemble Toratau from the Republic of Bashkortostan. And I thought that a very appropriate way to start this hour of music of that republic. It features a lot of folk instruments from the region. And yeah, you really got a good idea of what they're up to there. But yeah, we're going to hear a lot more than just folk music on this hour. Amazingly diverse music in this corner of Russia. So Bashkortostan, formerly also known as Bashkir or Bashkiristan, is now officially Bashkortostan. It's just one word. And the people there, who the republic is named after, are the Bashkir people. So it's an ethnic group. They are Turkic Muslim people, and they form the majority before Russian occupation. So now they make up about a third of the population in the republic, and the total population just over 4 million. So it is the most populous republic in Russia. And if that's confusing to you, being a republic within a nation or a nation state, Russia has, let's see, 85 federal subjects, 22 of which are republics. So the republics represent the areas of non-Russian ethnicity. So the places that basically were colonized by Russia, but still are not made up mostly of ethnic Russians, which is kind of a gray area anyways. But places with indigenous groups that make up the majority. So yeah, Bashkiristan, or Bashkortostan, that is. I hadn't heard of it till I went diving into looking for a new place to explore. And yeah, Russia, needless to say, it's vast. And there are places that, to people here far off in Canada, you'd not even dream of certain places there. It's this state, by the way, or republic, is just a bit north of Kazakhstan, and it's about 800 kilometers east of Moscow, the capital, big city. And it is located between the Volga River, which is a huge one. It goes north-south and cuts Russia in two pieces, basically. And so it's between the Volga River to the west and the Ural Mountains to the east. So within this valley is Bashkortostan. And the capital city of the region is Ufa. So we'll hear most of these bands, if not all of them, are from that city. UFA is how you write it in English. And the Bashkir people are quite interesting folks. And you heard there a lot of instruments from the region. One of the most famous, actually, the state or official instrument is called the kure. And we heard that there. It's a flute. Yeah, so Bashkortostan, it's nice to say. And they have a great custom of shooting arrows. You know, they got bows and arrows there, and a lot of horses as well. So I saw a competition on YouTube, of course, because everything's there, of people riding their horses and shooting arrows at a target. So, like, brings a new level to archery, definitely, when you have to also be moving on a horse at the same time. So, yes, Bashkortostan. We will next jump into something completely different, but that band, by the way, that we first heard, Toratau, little is written about them online, at least as far as I can find in English or in obvious places, but the song, the name I don't know, but that song came out, it looks like, in 2013, so there's fairly a recent group. And next we're going to hear a very different piece of music here, by the way, a three-piece, a kind of shoegaze band, and three very young ladies in this group. They're called Shark Tears. And the song we are going to hear by Shark Tears is just called Girl, with a heart at the end of it, GRL. I think that's easily translatable. And the album, their brand new EP, well, it came out last April. It's called In the Museum of My Memory. So some very, very charming music here. Shark's Tears on Wandering Rhythms.
хочу быть вдвоем, не хочу быть с собой, я хочу быть с тобой. Я не чувствую боль, но я чувствую любовь. Я ненавижу, когда снова к себе меня тянет чей-то город. Наши общие зоны комфорта, улетим туда, где мы будем в одних шортах. Я так сильно хочу с тобой быть постоянно. Назови смешным, назови меня странным. Это все не важно, Гуччи или Прада. Важно то, что я с тобой, важно то, что рядом. Помню все слова, которые ты мне сказала. Повторю свои, чтобы ты не забывала. Я люблю тебя, хочу с тобой быть постоянно. Назови смешным, назови меня странным. Я хочу быть с тобой 24/7. Каждую минуту и секунду, каждый день. Чтобы каждый раз твоя рука в моей, твои губы на мои, а ты на мне. И на то, что говорят они про нас, забей. Ты на мне, губы на мои, рука в моей. Каждую минуту и секунду, каждый день. Я хочу быть с тобой 24/7. Я хочу быть с тобой 24/7. Каждую минуту и секунду, каждый день. Чтобы каждый раз твоя рука в моей, твои губы на мои, а ты на мне. И на то, что говорят они про нас, забей. Ты на мне, губы на мои, рука в моей. Каждую минуту и секунду, каждый день. Я хочу быть с тобой 24/7. Я хочу быть с тобой 24/7. Я хочу быть с тобой, хочу быть с тобой. Я хочу быть с тобой 24/7. Я хочу быть с тобой, хочу быть с тобой. Я хочу быть с тобой 24/7. Каждую минуту и секунду, каждый день. Чтобы каждый раз твоя рука в моей, твои губы на моей, а ты на мне. И на то, что говорят они про нас, забей. Ты на мне, губы на моей, рука в моей.
This is Wandering Rhythms on the radio, and we just heard Coitus in Non-Euclidean Space, which is, I think, the nerdiest way to say sex that anyone could come up with. Yep, coitus in non-Euclidean space means, sexual intercourse in three dimensions, to paraphrase. And that's a clever band from Ufa, the capital of the Republic of Bashkortostan, or Bashkiria, in other words. And this is in Russia. So, yeah, band, they're Dancing Chairs, and that came out nearly 2 years ago, their album Assumed Chromatic Void. So, yeah, some math rockers with nerdy names for songs and albums. And, yeah, pretty nice. Ufa, by the way, the biggest city in Bashkortostan, and it was founded a long time ago in 1574 by Russians. A long time, a lot of history of Russian culture in Bashkortostan, but before then it was home to the Bashkirs, who still make up a third of the population. So it's a good thing to see that there are deep roots there and that they haven't been muscled out of the region. So yes, cool band there. And before that one, we heard from a famous rap artist who goes by Face, just F-A-C-E, and he is famous across Russia. His song that we just heard has over 3 million plays online, and it's called 24/7 there. It's just a single, but he's kind of a trap rapper. He's got a lot of tattoos. He's only in his early 20s. He also does kind of sensitive ballads like the one we heard. So every song is either like extremely profane Russian trap music or extremely sensitive ballads. There's really little crossover. So, yeah, kind of like two sides of Russian culture, definitely. Face. That was all right. And before that, we heard three ladies playing some cool shoegaze music. They're called Shark Tears. And we heard a song from their recent album called In the Museum of My Memory, which translates so beautifully. The song was Girl. Yes. So that was some very modern music of Bashkortostan we heard. And we will next hear a cool band that has been revived. An album came out in 2014. This band called Orlan. And they were one of the cool bands from the Soviet jazz era. And I love how across Russia and the former Soviet Union, there's all these really wicked, like vaguely disco, vaguely cheesy, but also virtuosic players playing all sorts of jazz music. So jazz in Russia really took on a big thing in the 1980s. And yeah, this is one of the bands from that region, from Bashkortostan. So it features the main songwriter, Oleg Kiriev, on the saxophone. He's quite famous, it seems, within Russia, maybe within Europe as well. And we're going to hear a song. So this is a band from like late 80s that 25 years later put out a new album just a few years back, 2014. It's called Bashkir Caravan. And so it's a mix of Bashkir folk and some swinging jazz. And this one actually features a bass guitar solo, which is a thing of beauty. So here is Kuvash Kupere by Orlan with Oleg Kiriev and Rustem Galiulin. Enjoy.